Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, hello, and welcome to The Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this episode of The Big Interview, we are chatting to one of the top goal scorers in the EPSA Premiership this season, Segofatso Mabaso. He's on 9 goals, only 4 goals away from the top goal scorer, Moape Musonda. We chat to him about his goal-scoring exploit and so much more of what has been happening this season at Bloemfontein Celtic. So, from me to you, enjoy this conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thanks once again for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. You know, initially at the beginning of the season, when we first knew that Bloemfontein Celtic had ownership issues, you were one of the teams that were, you know, touted as the teams that will be definitely relegated. And the first game you played, you defeated Chippa United 2-0. And I remember watching that game and I couldn't understand that players that are going through such turmoil are able to, you know, give such performances. What do you think has been the reason why you guys have come together and been able to get results in the midst of everything that happened? Even in that first game of the season, you scored a goal.
Yes, it's been a very difficult and turning time for us, you know. But with the help of Coach Steve, he's such a great motivational speaker for me. He helped the team get through a lot, you know. He just taught us to just change our mindset. Because that's all that's important, just to change our mindset. And look, we focused on playing football only and only doing what's best for us and our families, you know? Because at the end of the day, we all want to see ourselves be somewhere. Understand? Regardless of whatever situation we may find ourselves in. And I believe that we managed to do that. We managed to stay strong through all this. And the boys are working hard and we've been doing really well this season so far.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Both you and the team are doing really well this season. A little bit about Coach Steve. Let's talk about him a bit. Is he, you mentioned that he's a motivator. A lot of people underestimated him because of what happened at Chiefs for 3 seasons without a trophy. What do you think of him tactically? Is he as astute as he's turning out to be now? Is he as good on the tactics as he is on the motivation?
Yes, he is definitely, for me, honestly, one of the best coaches that I've worked with. I had an opportunity to work with the likes of Sarah Meliparka, Coach Ernst Edinburgh as well, Clinton Larson. And for me, he's done really well, you know, he's one of the best in the country, in all honesty.
And he was able to put together a very good team. I mean, the likes of Kabelo Dlamini, Ndumiso Mabena, yourself, Etebogo Botswana initially at the beginning of the season, you know, you guys were very good. You were top of the charts in terms of assists or goals with yourself and Mapena with assists, Kabelo Dlamini with a few goals here and there. You know, you've managed to be able to score goals and you know, churn out a high number of assists. What has clicked? What has worked for you guys as a team? Is it the chemistry in training? What exactly is the reason behind the initial good form for your team?
Look, honestly, it's a challenge, you know? The challenge of being in a team. Everyone is working hard. Everyone wants to play, you know? And we've been managing well, you know, through training as well. Like you say, our combinations in training have been very well. And we've known each other for a while now, you know? We've played a few seasons together, and I feel like this season that we just took it to another level, and all because of the change of mindset, like I said, and the way that we've been working and training, everything seems to be paying off.
And for you personally, what has clicked? I mean, of course, I would say that it's your breakthrough season, even though, of course, it's not your first season as a professional per se, but it's your breakthrough in that we are now, we know the name. You know what I'm saying? And we know that you are now someone to be reckoned with. In fact, in the press conferences, when we're speaking to national team coaches and even the under 23 coach, we ask, why is this player not being picked? You know, so for you, what made sense at this point? What happened to you personally to give you this kind of form?
Look, the same thing that I've been saying, the change of mindset, just the different coach that came in now, Coach Steve, you know, he managed to change a lot of things, not just about me, but about everyone else. You know, that's why we've been having the performances that we've been having. Alfred Ndengani, before he went to Pirates, he was one of the best defenders in the league, and even now he still is, you know. I mean, he motivated us so well. You know? Like, we just couldn't let a guy like that down. We just wanted to work, and we wanted to work hard, you know.
For sure.
So each and every day that we want to achieve as well. And I've been doing that, but just staying behind in training, working hard, and I believe that's helping me out as well.
Yeah, and also you have a knack of getting results with teams that are expected to defeat you. I remember the match against Orlando Pirates when you guys won 1-0. The recent draw against Sundowns as well. The recent draw against Pirates, you know, and you're also doing well in the Nedbank Cup as well. But I think most importantly for me would be to understand the psychology of you guys as players when you are facing a Sundowns or a Pirates or a Chiefs. It looks like you don't give a damn who their name is. You just go out there and perform to the best of your abilities.
Yes, yes, look, whenever this team, whenever Bloemfontein Celtic has played the big three, look, we always motivated, you know. The coach doesn't need to say anything to us. You know, this is a big game. It's one of the biggest games in the country, you know, to play against them. And you just go out there, it's like, you haven't, you just kick in into an extra gear, you know. But it all starts in training. All starts in training during the week. The boys are pushing, everyone is putting in extra work, you know. Everyone wants to play, you know.
Absolutely, man. And you haven't been short of adversity, of negative things happening in the team. Not you specifically, but Bloemfontein Celtic, with regards to the fans, losing coach Steve Compella, the ownership battle that is currently ongoing. But I think I'm more interested in finding out the negative impact of losing coach Steve Compella and Alfred Ngane and Lorenzo Coutinho. What went through your mind as all of those things were unfolding?
Look, losing Alfred and Coutinho, look, they had a very good pairing this season, you know?
Sure.
I believe they were the top defenders in the league for me, honestly.
Absolutely.
They were the best. And losing them was a big blow for us, a very big blow. And after they left, you could start to see that we're starting to concede goals. In the beginning of the season, we had so many clean sheets, but it seems like now everyone is working hard and we're catching up to that, you know? I mean, our goalkeeper, Patrick Timon, is the most clean sheets in the league currently. So we are a very good defensive side, but we don't only really play defensive football as well as attacking football. And losing coach Steve as well was also a big loss, and it came as a shock to all of us because it's something that we never expected, you know, after having been doing so well during the course of the first half of the season, you know, and then to lose, you know, it came as a shock to us, but we know that this is a game of football and things like this are bound to happen. So we just have to stay strong and keep on working hard together as a team and stay as a family.
And of course, you are in the next round of the Nedbank Cup, the quarterfinals. You're playing against Golden Arrows. Another interesting one is the league. You are at number 8. What do you think would be perceived as the best thing for you guys this season? What would make this a good season for you? Top 8 spot, maybe a final in the Nedbank Cup. What have you guys discussed about this season?
Yeah, exactly what you say now. Our goal is to be in the top 8 come end of the season. And another one that we're pushing for is to go all the way in the Nedbank Cup, you know. So we're working very hard at doing that and we'll always remain focused into achieving that.
And of course, one of the top topics now, before I let you go, one of the biggest topics now, because it's the end of the season, is the top goal scorer prize. People are not impressed with you guys and your output. Legends are not impressed with you guys and your outputs. And I'm saying you guys because you're also a striker. Generally speaking, people are not impressed. Legends are not impressed. Presenters of radio and TV are not impressed with you guys. When can we be able to see one of you scoring 15, 20 goals a season? Do you think you will be the top goal scorer at the end of the season?
I'll be working hard into achieving that. The team comes first, you know. If I don't get it, then it's not a problem. I'm still young. I'm only 22 years, turning 23, you know.
Sure.
So I've been working very hard into achieving that. But if it comes, it will be a real bonus to me. And the thing about what the media and everyone else has been saying in the country about strikers in South Africa not scoring goals.
Sure.
I mean, it all starts with development. We have a very poor development, but it's getting better as the years go on. But we've had a very poor development. Look, I just came from school and I played for Bloemfontein Celtic first team, you know. I signed when I was in the trip, you know. I never really had any good development leading up to that.
Absolutely.
Mostly everything that I did was to myself, you know. And I believe that's why I took such a while to be where I am now.
Sure.
Because of the lack of development as well.
Yeah.
But look, I'm glad to be where I am at the moment, and eventually it will happen that Strikers will score 20 goals a season in the PSL, you know, because our development structure is becoming more and more better, you know, as the years go by. There's a lot of more opportunities, and the coaches are very much better, you understand?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense as an answer to the question. And I appreciate that. Actually, that's wonderful insight. The next thing for Tsego Fatso, where to from here, besides you going home or to training, what's the next best thing for you? I'm sure Bafana Bafana is on the horizon. What's the next team for you? Have you spoken to teams? Have they spoken to you?
Look, I haven't gotten any contact from any team, but I still have a contact here at Bloemfontein Celtic, and I'm happy that I'm still here. You know, this is my hometown, and I've supported the team since I was growing up, and this is really a big honour for me to be performing the way that I do for these fans. I mean, we have the best fans in the country, and whenever we lose or we win games, you can't even look at them in the face, you know, because of the way that they support us through everything that we've been through. They've always had our back from day one, and they'll continue doing that there and for.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing well this season. Hopefully, one of you, we were recently speaking to Gift Motupa, and I said the same thing. Hopefully, one of you will catch up with Muape Musonda, one way or the other, so that we can have like maybe 15 goals or something like that. Otherwise, thank you so much, man, for speaking to us on Soccer Adema Radio. We appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
As usual, as always, we thank you very much for being with us in this conversation with Tsego Fatso Mabasa. Hopefully, you enjoyed that chat. For now, it is goodbye from me.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.